With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
You just don't know what the future holds for you. So it's like you have to, like, I want to have a balance between, like, I want to be prepared for our future and I want us to be able to have a really nice retirement. Like, I want that for us, but I also want us to enjoy our life right now.
Hello and welcome to Financials Podcast Future Rich. I'm your host, Barbara Ginty, and I'm also a CFP, which is a certified financial planner. And I am here today doing a follow-up. Always fun to do follow-ups with my former guest, Macy. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back.
So we talked about the date. So we're spot on for a year. We recorded in May of 2021. And we aired it. So it's for any of the listeners who want to go back and listen to the full first episode, it's episode 125. And we aired it in August, but we are recording once again here in May. So it's perfect to do a follow-up.
Yes.
So when you came on the show last time, I think one of the bigger concerns that you had when you first came on was that you had gotten, hopefully this is okay to say, mixed up with whole life insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's perfectly fine to say. That's 100% accurate.
And that
I was
in one
a bad relationship with whole and life insurance.
That's a perfect way to describe it, a bad relationship. And it happens to the best of us. I mean, I feel like when we talked about it on our original episode, which I recommend everyone go back and listen to if you haven't, that life insurance is one of those products that is sold to us that you don't go in and buy, because you have to, in order to buy it, you have to be educated on it, and no one is ever educated on it.
Yeah.
But we've got that all squared away now.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And so when you came on last year, you had really buckled down during the pandemic and paid off $25,000 of debt. You had saved up $20,000 in an emergency fund, which is super impressive.
Yeah.
And you were getting all the life in, because also you have to sit down and figure it out. That's like the other annoying part, right? Like with other things in life, like for instance, for all my listeners, my refrigerator broke again. I have no luck with anything that's expensive. Sewage lines, refrigerators. And thank God I don't have snakes like Potter. But when your refrigerator breaks, you literally have to take care of it. Otherwise, you do not have a refrigerator. With your insurance, you can like let it go. You're like, I'll do that next weekend or I'll get to that next month, right? It's like not an immediate thing that has to be fixed. Like your car has to be fixed. You have a cavity in your tooth hurts. You have to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Your insurance, you're like, well, it probably needs to be better, but I'll get to that later.
That.
Yeah, I'll get to that later. And then all of a sudden it's in like 5 years.
Yes.
10 years.
Yes.
So we got that all squared away now, which is impressive because taking the time to fix it. So you got that done during the pandemic and you got term insurance and then got rid of some of the expensive whole life, which was double the cost and half the coverage.
Correct. Correct. So I closed all of those policies. And then so when all that was said and done, like we had gotten the cash back from that was in those plans, and it was $44,000. So when you and I spoke, we had said about putting it towards like retirement and talked about a couple different scenarios on like how to do that. And you went through like going, just putting it in a brokerage account. And then at the end of the conversation, we had talked about like me filtering it into my 403b, which is exactly what I ended up doing.
Amazing.
So I put all of that money into a separate account. And then I starting like, I think it was like last July, I started contributing, like maxing out my 403b. So last year,
which lowers your taxable income.
Yes. Yep. So between last year, between July or June, I think it was of 2021 through December, I put like $20,000 into my 403b. And I'm doing the same thing right now.
Amazing, especially given the market.
Yeah, hopefully it comes out in my favor.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about the podcast that came out today, but we're recording in May. It's May 20th. So today was the first official day that the S&P 500 hit a bear market, meaning it went down more than 20% from the peak to the point we were today, I believe it was just about 20% today. So you're buying on a super sale.
So I followed your advice and I did that. You were like, if you can be like, you know, structured enough to do that. And I was like, well, so that's what I did. And then also started contributing to a Roth for my husband and I. We each put about $4,000 into our Roths for the calendar year 2021. And then we also, when we had spoken last, I had $17,000 left on our home equity loan and we paid that off completely.
Oh, you did?
In December, we paid that off.
Well, congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. So we're like officially debt free. The only debt we have is our house.
Which you're also going to have paid off.
In about 11 years.
About 11 years, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And you're 43. Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. So you've made in 2 years, we like put it all together. You paid off the home equity loan, which is $17,000. You paid off another $25,000 of debt. You saved up $20,000 in an emergency fund. You found a way to repurpose the current insurance so that you were able to get that money back, $44,000 you said? Hold on.
$44,000. And then I had another like $2,000 in like a different account.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly. So yeah, so I put like $6,000 of that towards our home equity loan. And then I put the other $40,000 going into my 403B over 2 years. And then just finished paying off the rest of that home equity loan. And then we started contributing to the Roths too. We did a total of $8,000, $4,000 each into our Roths. Yeah.
So where are your balances approximately now?
Okay. So like total combined with me and my husband?
Yeah. What do you have saved up for retirement?
$71,000.
Amazing. And so if I have my numbers right, it's great, $71,000. So when you met with me last year, I believe you had 42.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Especially because I don't know how much of a difference it makes, but we have been trending, down.
We've been trending down, yeah. So
yeah,
so it would probably be even higher if we were in an up market,
right?
Which eventually,
it'll
turn itself around.
Yeah,
incredible. And you also paid off that $17,000 home equity line in the meantime.
Yes, yes.
So then, how is the monthly budget going?
It's going really well. I mean, I feel like it's going well. Everything's kind of just like kind of automated at this point, which is really nice. You know, we have like all of these things just set up to kind of automatically happen. So, I mean, it feels and like knock on wood, like very much in control.
That's great.
Everything's like, moving and smooth. And so, my big question is like, okay, so after I'm done maxing out my 403B, like this year, like in December, and I've put all of that $40,000 into like our retirement, like how much more do we need to continue to save, like to be on target? Like what is a good target for us? Like, all of those things.
So I really have to commend you because you sent me your Social Security statements and you are the first person in the history of Future Rich to send me your Social Security statement.
And oh, I think, really?
Yes. And I think only you and I have ever logged into the Social Security.
Oh my gosh. Website. I did not realize I was the only one. Well, you had said a long time ago to do that. So
I did it. You can go on to ssa.gov and you can create your login and you can find out what your Social Security benefit is. You are the only other person besides me that I know of. And if you have done it, please send me a DM so that you can join this secret club of finding out what your benefit is. I did it as well because in order to be fully insured with Social Security, you have to work approximately 10 years, 40 quarters. And so I've been working, more than that if you include all of my little real jobs in high school, but career positions. And so you can go on and see what you're entitled to receive from the government as part of your Social Security benefits. Now, people say it won't be around. I really hope it will be. I think it's a phenomenal program and it does a lot more than just the retirement benefits. It has disability, it has widower benefit, minor children. It has a lot of great features in it. Anyway, I loved when you sent me over Social Security statement. I was like, I love these. So, okay. So this is good to know. So your full retirement, which is also, I think mine might be a little bit later. The only thing they could potentially change is they could potentially roll back what they're saying is your full retirement age, because they have notoriously done that. And when you're still far enough out from retirement, they could, Social Security could come out, the government could come out and say, okay, so we did tell you initially your full retirement benefit where you were entitled to 100% of your benefit is going to be 67. We have now have to roll that back further. Mm-hmm. And maybe it won't be 67, because they, if you look at it, they just haven't extrapolated out like all the generations, like they don't have it out. So you're just, it could be a little later. Either way, if we use what they give it to you now, it's a nice chunk of money. So your full retirement benefit is at 67. Let me make sure I have yours up, not your husband's. Yeah, your both full retirement would be at age 67. So your benefit amount would be, which is a gross number, would be $2,021 a month.
Yes.
And then your husband's benefit would be, and he makes a little bit more, so his benefit's slightly higher, $2,240 a month. And then this is fun. I saw a pension in here. Okay. And they say they're projecting your monthly benefit to be, if you stay with them, starting the same year, Social Security, would be $1,362.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. So my dad deemed all of these things mailbox money, meaning no one sends people mailbox money anymore. It would be direct deposited. But the concept is that this amount of income would come in no matter what, right? You wouldn't have to worry about the return in the market affecting what you were taking out. Like, so for instance, if you were living off of dividends from stocks, that could be variable. This is going to come in every month on this, just like a paycheck would. On the same time every month, it will be deposited into your account. So then between you and your husband, if you both were to collect at your full retirement age of 67 and you have that pension amount, then you would have coming in a gross amount. So we have to figure taxes, but gross amount of $5,623 with nothing else. Yeah.
Yes.
And at that point, the house is more than paid for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because Social Security is really in just over 20 years.
Right. Correct. Yes.
So I think that's a great number to start your month with, right? Gross. So even let's say if you got to keep 75% of it, so 5,600 and you get to keep 75, you would be netting approximately 42%, because people don't always realize this, but Social Security is taxable. They tax up to 80, with current law, they tax up to 85% of Social Security, and it's taxed at wherever your ordinary income is.
Okay.
So, but it is taxable. It depends on, they have two hurdles to meet the taxation. Assuming you have a good retirement, 85% of it will be taxable.
Okay.
If you don't, if it's your only source of income in retirement, it's possible that, you know, 50% of it's taxable, but you want to be having a good retirement and having 85% of it taxable.
Right. Yeah.
So then if you have that amount coming in, and then if we take our, because we had just talked about focusing on retirement for you and your husband, and then cash flowing school for your son, should,
correct, yeah,
should you want to do that. So if we update everything, and so we had talked about, you can, I think a nice way to ballpark a number is to use the 7.2% compounding interest. Yeah. So meaning your money doubles every 10 years. Yes. And so that means that there'll be some years it goes down 20% and there'll be other years it goes up, but your average is, you know, 7.2%. And so you have 71, you said 71,000 so far between all the retirement accounts?
Yes.
Okay. And you are currently 43. So without contributions, but we're going to keep, I think keeping the contributions up is obviously a great idea. So we'll just say it's 70,000. So it's 140 at 53, and then it'll be 280 at 63, and then take it out one more time. So then it's 560 at 73. So then that's with adding, with you not adding any more money, but let's run the numbers and see what happens with that, with adding money. So you're, why don't you, I'm just going to have to rejigger this. So let's see here.
So our plan, our plan is to continue to max out our Roths for sure. Like that's definite. So we're both maxing out our Roth every year. When we had spoken last year, we had talked about my husband maxing his out and then me doing like half of that. But like, mm-hmm. I've been able to do it where I'm maxing it out. So why not? Right.
Yeah. Why not? So how much are you putting in? Are you doing it monthly?
Weekly. We contribute weekly.
Okay. And how much are you putting in weekly?
$115 for each of us. So $230 weekly comes out.
Okay. It's going to make me do it monthly. Okay. So then $460 a month.
Yes.
And what's your husband's current value on his?
On his Roth is $19,553.
Okay. We're going to do monthly until retirement.
Are you saying retirement 67, Barbara?
No, I was doing 64.
64. Okay.
And you can
sounds good to me.
Does that sound good to you? Okay, we can always.
Oh yeah,
we can always adjust it. Okay, so then let me do. I'm just going to update yours. Okay, so then how much is in yours?
So I had just opened mine. Whereas my husband did have his with a previous employer. So let me find mine. Mine is $4,144.
And then we still have his. Traditional, right? Which we're just leaving mm-hmm. alone. Okay. So we're
right,
just going to
leave
that one alone.
Do you want to know how much? It's only $12,000. It's like $12,700 in that one.
Okay. And then your 403B current value?
My 403B current value is $34,958.
And then you're definitely going to end up with the $20,000 for this year in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep.
But then going forward, going forward, you were at 8% contribution. Will, after you spend down the life insurance money, will you just stay at an 8% contribution?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So I'm also getting a raise in July, like a 20% raise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. It is a really big wow. It's definitely the biggest raise I've ever gotten in my life. And I just-
Good for like, you.
I know. Yeah. So I think that like, I can get like kind of crazy where like if I can do something, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do this. Like I think that technically I could continue to probably max out that 403B, but I don't know that I want to do that if I don't like feel like I have to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Like, so let's go.
I want to have like a healthy balance, you know?
Yeah. Because you mentioned wanting to like enjoy life a little because you've been very strict to get...
Yes.
All the debt paid off, the emergency fund, the HELOC, you redid the life insurance. Yeah, let's talk about, okay, so I just want to make sure I get the balance right on this. We're just running a little analysis here. So I'm just going to say that for the rest of the year, by the end of the year, if you do, you're probably close because we're almost halfway through. So let's just for argument say that it's going to be about $45,000 at the end of the year with the insurance money.
Yeah.
And then going forward, why don't we put you were at an 8% before. Mm-hmm. Why don't we put you at a percentage of salary? So that means your salary is going to go up to $60,000.
More than that. I'll probably be closer to like 63.
Amazing. Okay. 63.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's
And I get a 2.5 match.
You get a 2.5 match. So let's say we put you in for 10%. So you're at 12.5 and let's just see what that looks like.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, and I'm just going to say that starts in 2023. So next year. So I bumped up the balance to account for what you're going to put in this year.
Okay. Did you bump up our Roths as well, Barb? Because we're going to continue to contribute to those also, obviously, throughout the year. Okay, cool.
Yes. I left those with a monthly contribution of 460 because that will keep that. So then this will be with you taking home a bit more money because what I'm thinking is, you'll still be on track for retirement. And then with the difference with the raise, that would be like vacation money you could set aside.
Yeah. I love it.
Then you could do something because you don't want to just only work to have retirement. That's no fun.
No, it's not. And I just think that like, you just don't know what the future holds for you. So it's like, you have to, like, I want to have a balance between like, I want to be prepared for a future and I want us to be able to have a really nice retirement. Like I want that for us, but I also want us to enjoy our life right now. You know, I don't want to, you know, miss opportunities right now.
No, I 100%. You have to have I think it's really important that you have a balance.
Yeah.
So if you did total amounts going into your 403B with a salary of $63,000, if 12.5% was going into the 403B, that would be $7,875 a year. So then okay. between that and then you and your husband are each doing about $5,000 a year into the Roths. So then as a household, you're saving about $17,000.
Yes. Okay.
And what we currently have, so I bump that up, 1,000. I have your 403B. I have your Roth. I have his Roth. So I think you'll be totally fine with this, given where we're starting. And I bumped up. So I added, so we're starting really with 80-ish thousand in retirement because I'm adding the other 10 that we're going to see. And then saying that going forward, you're going to be each doing the 5,000 into the Roth. You're going to be doing that 7,000 number into your 403B. And then we're going to save from now until, let me adjust. I said 64. Let me make sure that I have that over here for you. Yeah, retirement at age 64. Okay. And you can always adjust it, right?
Yeah.
How long would you like to live? I have you till 90.
God. I hate this question.
Nobody knows. You can't actually answer it. So I just joke. I know. As a planner, when we're looking, you know, we have to, you want to make
do
sure
what you
that
want. If that's the number that you typically do, then that's
I
fine.
Use 90, but you know, we're going to have to extend it because I have clients that are 90. Women clients that are
yes.
90.
You
and
know,
like great shape, some of them.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I have a different experience. You know, both of my parents, unfortunately, were passed away by the time they were 70. So I have like some issues around all of
that. That's so, so it's young.
Like a really loaded question for me, the how long do you want to live? Because it's like a scary question for me.
Well, and that's why I think it's important to have a balance, right? Because
yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah, it's like my mom, you know, she was 66 when she passed away. She never got to like enjoy anything, any part. Do you know what I mean? So it's mm-hmm. like, I don't want to just keep putting money away. And then like, God willing, I want to get there 100%. I want to get there, but I just want to also make the memories now and do things now, you know?
Yeah. And absolutely. And you know, one thing that we see as financial advisors or CFPs is that, and that's why I think it's really important in this role that you make sure people have a balance, you know, even if it means like maybe you work a little bit longer, but that you're able to
right.
do more now because you yes. don't know what condition you'll be in then, right? Like what if you yes. get sick right before retirement or what if your partner gets sick? Are you really right. going to be like, see you later. I'm taking, you know, the trip around Europe without you. Like you can
exactly.
stay home, you know,
yeah.
so all there's all these sort of things that when you're planning, you don't know, right? There's all these unexpected. So you can only plan as well as the information you have today. And then you come up with the best plan for today. And that's why it's important that, you know, you review it every year to make sure it's still suitable and still fits. So
yes.
I think planning for 64 is great. Right now, what with that, which I think will be comfortable, and you can see what happens when the raise takes effect and you
yes.
reduce your 403B down to 12.5%, which is really 10% for you. And then 2.5% mm-hmm. is your employer. Because mm-hmm. I'm showing with an average return of 7.7%, so not even 7.2%. I'm showing an average return of 7% before retirement variable, meaning it'll go up and down like it,
right.
like a real market and just yeah. using a computer automated system. It's saying an approximate value at age 64 of 1.7 million.
Wow.
Take that wow. whole life. Take that whole
yeah.
life.
That is so funny, Barb. Wow. So that's our raw. Wow. That's our Roths and my 403B. If I only do the 10%.
Well,
I mean,
because
maxing
if you
out
think,
our Roths and everything, but
yeah, well, think about it. So we're using like basically an $81,000 starting point, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so that's a lot of money right there with nothing else. So,
wow.
Okay. And that's showing, let's see what year. Well, the machine clearly has not checked the market today. It's showing an average return for 2022 of 6%. I mean, maybe it could still happen. You know, we still have time to go with the rest of the year.
But yeah.
So even let's say we took it down to a 6% return. So it'd be 1.6 million.
Wow. Well, that feels like really good news.
Yeah. So, and then that way you would say, you know, some people say that 4% rule is dead. I disagree, you know, and
yeah.
we'll also have to see what happens when we get there. So even if we use, let's say we even more conservative and use 1.5 million times 4%, you could pull mm-hmm. 60,000 a year without hitting principal. Plus we
yeah.
talked about that you would have over, you know, 5,000 gross coming in a month with Social yeah. Security and the pension. So times 12 months, that's another 60,000. So between taking money out of investments and Social Security and a pension gross, you'd have about 120,000 coming in, which is actually where you are now about.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it replaces.
And we won't have a mortgage payment.
You have no mortgage. You know, your son will be older.
Tuition for our son, right? Unless he's, you know, somehow decides to be a doctor or something and we help him, and more power to him if he does. But yeah. Wow. Okay. This is amazing. Like, I just feel like it's just been like so many years of like having the debt and then getting that paid off. And now like just being able to get everything automated where things are just happening automatically. Like, it just takes so much like weight off of your shoulders, you know, when you're not thinking about that stuff all the time.
Yeah. And so what you're going to start to see is when you get to, I call it magic numbers, but when your accounts add up to be over 100,000, you'll really
right,
start
which should
to
be
see
this
it.
Time next year. It should be like, I calculated it out that I'm such a weirdo. And like the end of December, I feel like I think it should probably be around 91,000. So by this time next year.
Cause then what will happen is when we have a big year, well, what will then end up happening is you and your husband are going to be doing approximately 5,000 each to the Roth, right? So there's 10,000.
Yeah, 6,000 really, because we're maxing it out at 12,000.
Oh, yes. Okay, so you're doing 12,000 to the Roth total between the two of you. And then you're mm-hmm. putting in just under $8,000 a year. So we're like a smidge under $20,000 a year that you're contributing. Yes. So then when yes. you get to 100,000, let's say the balance of all the retirements is 100, you both put in 20,000. And let's just say we have a big market year and the market goes up by 15%. Well, there's 15,000 in market return plus the 20 you added. There's 35,000 that went into the account in 1 year. It's a ton of money.
Right. Yeah, it is.
So it just starts to compound for you.
Yeah.
But you know what? On the projections, the biggest account, because of front loading it with all of the insurance money, comes out to be your 403B. Using a 6.5% average return, that works out to be just over 600,000 at your retirement.
Wow. Okay. That's great.
Yeah. Well,
thank you so much for this. This is amazing.
Yeah. So I think it's good. We get like I probably would have done things the way you did it, because we operate pretty similarly, where you kind of, you buckle down in 2021, you're buckling down in 2022, and amazing to have a raise coming in to just kind of amplify everything. But now you have everything automated, you have all that debt paid off. So now once you're done funneling that, you know, extra life insurance money into mm-hmm. the 403B, and you mm-hmm. have that raise, then you, whatever is the extra in your budget, I would sock it away for vacations or dinner out or whatever you want to use
My
it for.
My son is 7. So like, we want to do like all the 7-year-old stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we want to do all the things that like he wants to do, you know, we want to do it with him. And so like, it'll be nice to have permission, like, you know, to not feel guilty about doing that. Like, it's okay. Like,
you're on track for retirement mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you'll have less, you know, obviously we still will have healthcare in retirement, but you won't have a mortgage payment. Like, things just start to get easier, especially because you did all the hard work of buckling down and getting rid of the debt and bumping up the retirement. And thank God you had the foresight during COVID to like reevaluate all of your insurance, because, you know, you have that extra 10 years of compounding versus having looked at it in your 50s and been like, oh, wait.
Yeah. It's like what you said about insurance. You know, you think like, oh, I'll do that another day type of thing. But then I was just like you have to face it. Like, you have to do it. Cause I feel like even getting life insurance is so nerve wracking. They ask you all of those medical questions, and then the blood work, like, it makes you nervous. You know,
oh my gosh. It's like, yeah. And apparently I'm not like, there's like health classes. Like, I didn't even get as good as my father. My father, I was like, I don't know how you sweet talked your way into a better health class than me, but like, I can run a marathon and you cannot.
Oh my God.
I know.
That is crazy.
Rated it better than me on like the health insurance. They dinged me for having asthma.
Oh man.
But they go through everything. They
I know.
Really,
it's really nerve wracking.
Yes. And they ask you a lot of questions. And they're like, do you rock climb? And I was like, well, I went to a rock climbing gym. Is that? And that's not what they're talking about.
But I know. Because they don't want to insure you. You're too risky.
You're way too risky. But you know, like you have to be 100% truthful on it because if you're not, it could void the contract. So like you want to make sure you're very forthright with information, but they ask you a lot of questions, especially when you're getting those bigger multiples. Like you got 500,000 and if I remember correctly,
I actually increased it to 700,000 after I talked to you because I'm so paranoid about like,
hey, it's important God forbid
something
you...
happens to me. Yeah. I wanted my husband and my son to be okay. Do you know what I mean? So I was able to, and that's the thing. It was like a $5 a month difference, something like that. And I was like, this is going to make me feel better. So I'm just going to do it. So we both have the same amount. So God forbid something happens to either one of us that.
Yeah. And that will like more than pay the mortgage and it'll help put money for retirement. And then, you have everything squared away now. And like, as you said, it's set it and forget it. So at this point, just review it once a year, make sure all the accounts are doing well and everything's still up to date and there's no problems. And then the only thing you have to do is add that line item for one of your savings account for the fun things and then start putting money in there.
Well, we already have a vacation account. I'm just going to increase it.
Perfect. Oh, perfect. Okay, good. That makes me happy.
Yeah. Yeah. We already have, we already have one, but you know, we go on vacation definitely, but we keep it like we haven't done anything big yet, you know, so we'll just be able to increase that vacation amount and even be able to take like weekends away because like, you know, you don't want to like, it's better when you have the money put aside and then you don't feel guilty for going away for the weekend and eating out and that sort of thing.
Well, this is your permission. You've done everything right. Thank with you. All the numbers we've talked about, I don't think there'll be any issue with that with Social Security, given your budget. I mean, you'll basically be bringing in what you were bringing in now, a bit more really. And then you can, you know, when we get a little farther along, you know, when we're 5 years out from retirement, maybe then you say, you know what, we're going to bump it up in the last 5 years. Our son's out of the house. He's good to go, you know, or maybe we retire a little earlier or what have you. You can keep tweaking this, but you've laid the groundwork for success.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Barb, for revisiting this with me. Cause it like takes like a weight off of my shoulders, you know, after like the year of like cashing out that stuff and then getting it invested. And it's like, okay, like it just feels really good to know where we're at.
Amazing. And so for all of our lovely listeners, if you have not already, you should really listen to the original episode because it is very impressive how much headway you've made with your finances in 24 months, like squaring it all away. And so thank you for coming on. You'll definitely have to let us know where you do your first big vacation because I feel like that'll be the reward for all of this work you put in.
I definitely will. I definitely will.
Wonderful. And so for all of our lovely listeners, you can find our most up-to-date information on Instagram, Future Rich Podcast. And as always, thank you for listening.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.